welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. So, talking about the Federalist Society, the Bradley Foundation, and the Heritage Foundation, just some of these conservative groups that are together. Let's go to the phone lines and Bob. Hey, Bob, what's going on?
Hey, Earl, how are you this morning?
All right, how you doing, my friend?
Fine. The questions we were talking about before, I don't know if you got them covered or not.
No, go ahead.
About the panhandlers.
Yes.
And handing them money.
Yes.
The idea that I've been exposed to is don't give them any money.
Okay.
What they're going to use the money for is alcohol, cigarettes, or some kind of drug.
So do you think that everybody who's panhandling, that's what they're out there for? Everybody that's out there is addicted to drugs?
I'm not going to say everybody, but it's predominant. The mantra is find a charity. Find a qualified charity and give them the money. Let them serve that group.
You know, Bob, that group has gotten, a lot bigger than it ever was.
Sure has.
And so, there are some things unquestionably that's changed in our society that aren't good. I think in the long run, Bob, and as believers, we are asked to support our fellow human beings, and there's no axiom that you never know whom you are confronted with. You don't know who that person that you're talking about may be an angel. You ever hear that?
Yes, I have.
Do you believe in any of that?
The way I've dealt with it, Earl, is I go to the gathering, and I'll carry a meal back to somebody, and give them the meal. So I make sure that they get food. I try to connect them with something called street angels.
Yeah, I know about street angels.
Yep. I encourage you to have them on and interview them.
Yeah, I've had the street angels on.
Wonderful.
Before, so I know who they are, and they do great work. And just the sheer numbers of people now who are out here and struggling, it's a whole different reality. And We've just got to do a better job as a society.
Yes, we do.
And we've got to do a better job of these resources that are hoarded in many instances by a handful of people.
Yes, and that's absolutely true. There's another group that deals with the former incarcerated felons who are trying to re-enter
society. I'm very much aware of them. I've had them on. I'm good friends with them, and I for the life of me right at this moment, I can't think of the name. That they're former guys themselves who are incarcerated who do some great work. You are right, but I mean, for heaven's sakes, man, their family's on the street.
That's right. Well, our goal is to get them off the street with a roof over their heads, and then we as society can work with them and help them improve their lives.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Bob. I really appreciate it as always. All right. Thank you very much for the call. You know, the Federalist Society for Law and Public Policy Studies is a group of conservatives and libertarians interested in the current state of the legal order. It is founded on the principles that the state exists to preserve freedom, that the separation of governmental powers is central to our Constitution, and that it's emphatically the province and duty of the judiciary to say what the law is, not what it should be. The society seeks... Let me go back to that. The Federalist Society for Law and Public Policy Studies is a group of conservatives and libertarians interested in the current state of the legal order. It is founded on the principles that the state exists to preserve freedom. Now listen to this. That separation of governmental powers is central to our Constitution, and that it is emphatically the province and duty of the judiciary. The United States Supreme Court, they didn't say that, I'm adding that, to say what the law is, not what it should be. Well, didn't the United States Supreme Court just say what the law should be in opposition to what they're saying? When it comes to abortion, the United States Supreme Court just said what the law should be. The society seeks both to promote an awareness of these principles and to further their application through its activities. This entails reordering the priorities within the legal system to place a premium on the individual liberty, traditional values, and the rule of law. It also requires restoring the reconnection of the importance of these norms among lawyers, judges, law, students, and professors. In working to achieve these goals, the society has created a conservative and libertarian intellectual network that extends to all levels of the legal community. And last, our background. Founded in 1982, the Federalist Society for Law and Public Policy Studies is a group of conservatives and libertarians dedicated to reforming the current legal order. Now, where is the Democrats' counter to those organizations? You know, 844-967-2789. And because we don't have counters to that, look at what has happened. You wonder why things are getting worse and worse and worse for those on the Democratic side of things, because there's an organized, truly organized and financed effort on the right side of things by billionaires to control what happens in this society. Where's the counterbalance? Where's the Democratic Federalist Society, Bradley Foundation? Where's ours? Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.